The two Black Democrats expelled from the Tennessee House several weeks ago are now back in their seats. And today, the Montana House voted to ban transgender lawmaker Zoe Zephyr from attending or speaking during sessions after she protested a gender-affirming care ban. But she will be allowed to vote remotely. Now, lawmakers in other parts of the country worry that those examples may foreshadow what's to come in their own state houses. WABE's Sam Greenglass reports from Atlanta.
A day after the Republican-dominated Tennessee House voted to expel the two legislators for interrupting a Zoom session, Democrats in Georgia gathered on Zoom.
If you don't think it can happen in Georgia, you're sadly mistaken.
That was State Representative Kim Schofield. Also on the call, House Minority Leader James Beverly. He said Georgia's Republican-led legislature also applies decorum rules and norms unevenly.
The rules are made for those who are in a minority, not majority.
Like 2 years ago, Beverly says, when police arrested a Democratic lawmaker.
And you're going to arrest an elected representative.
Representative Park Cannon had been trying to get into a locked room where the Republican governor was touting a sweeping new election law.
Tell us now, why are you arresting her?
For some Democrats, the expulsions in Tennessee evoked another moment 5 decades ago. Julian Bond, a young Black civil rights leader, had just been elected to a Georgia House seat, but he refused to condemn a critical statement on the Vietnam War. Bond told an interviewer in 1967 what happened next.
The elected officials were whipped up to the point where they finally voted to refuse to allow me to take the oath of office.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that lawmakers have wide latitude to express views on policy, and the justices said Bond had to be seated. Go further back in time, and there's the original 33. During Reconstruction, they were the first African Americans elected to Georgia's legislature. Then, white lawmakers from both parties banded together to have them expelled. But University of Washington professor Jake Grumbach says what's happening in state houses now has a lot more to do with national partisan battles than the specific politics of Georgia, Tennessee, Montana, or any other state.
We're now seeing a huge amount of national tug of wars over the direction of the country happening at the state level because that's where the political opportunities are.
Grumbach wrote a book called Laboratories Against Democracy, How National Parties Transform State Politics. And while Democratic and Republican majorities alike wield power to pass partisan priorities, Grumbach says one party has been more prone to break norms.
We've seen Republicans really exploit their advantage within the bounds of the law more than Democrats have.
Georgia's House Majority Leader, Republican Chuck F. Strachan, says what's happening in other state houses doesn't apply to Georgia. But he says decorum rules create space for civil discussions on thorny topics.
The Georgia House of Representatives believes very deeply in maintaining the opportunity for respectful debate, for members to vote their conscience, vote their districts. And that's really how a legislative body ought to work.
But Democrats say the majority exploits their dominance to shove through legislation that doesn't match the views of the people, like restricting abortion and making it harder to vote. Professor Grumbach says gerrymandering helps make this possible. In battleground Georgia last year, just 5 of 236 state House races were considered competitive.
There really has been a breakdown of the relationship between citizens' opinions and policy at the state level.
Democratic Representative Michelle Au sees that disconnect in Republicans' unwillingness to consider even popular proposals to strengthen Georgia's gun laws. So much so that just getting a hearing on her bill requiring safe firearm storage around kids was a victory.
Your choice to hear this bill is really a testament to your openness and your leadership.
Even so, the Republican leadership didn't allow the bill to come for a vote. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.